The bill means places like Publix and Walmart wouldn't be able to use plastic carry-out bags if local governments wanted to ban them. It would also require stores to provide customers with reusable bags. Cutler Bay lobbyist Fausto Gomez says the bill was filed after Miami-Dade students from Wiggum Elementary and Centennial Ocean Academy cleaned up part of Biscayne Bay.
The majority of the trash that they found were plastic bags. They then, as a class project, approached the town council of Cutler Bay and requested that Cutler Bay regulate plastic bags.
But the town can't regulate the bags without legislative approval. Current law forbids a patchwork of ordinances concerning plastic bags and other containers. Cutler Bay Democratic Senator Dwight Bullard says he filed the bill because the students saw how wildlife was impacted.
You had fish, you had birds, you had amphibians sort of find their way into these things. We don't talk enough about the human impact on those water bodies and how we can do a better job of mitigating that impact.
Some members of the Senate Environmental Preservation Committee didn't like a provision that would force customers to pay 10 cents to put their groceries in a paper bag. So the bill was postponed. And this late in the legislative session, it won't get another hearing. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.